Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I am rarely this fired up. I am absolutely outraged and boiling with fury today. It, of course, is New Hampshire primary day, one of the fairer states, though there's a lot of evidence of the capability to steal the election from Ron Paul there as well. Fox News has been caught, not in one, not in two, not in three, not in four, but now five separate focus groups with actors, and now it's not just one actor, it's multiple actors. They have fake focus groups. They have fake polls. That's what they do. This is a military operation. I'm not just saying that. CNN is literally run by the Pentagon. That's come out in mainstream news. They don't play games. They rule us for a reason. They're hardcore. And we've got a nation of children that can't figure that out yet. Now, obviously, 2 days ago, Tucker Carlson, who brings hookers to Ron Paul events and then acts like he's Ron's friend, had a writer on for the New Republic with no evidence and no backing it up, just rumors that Ron Paul called Martin Luther King a quote, queer pervert and all this other stuff. Just totally made up when Ron Paul is a complete gentleman. You know it's a lie. They keep claiming he wrote some racist newsletter that for 3 months has been admitted he didn't write that newsletter, and it wasn't even racist, the newsletter they're talking about. And then I heard Neil Bortz just lying like the big government pimp, the wolf in sheep's clothing he is today. And I heard another national show driving to work this morning. They are all started their shows attacking Ron Paul, and I'm sick of them. Now, I thought that had me mad. I walk in at about 10 a.m., about an hour before showtime. I get ready at home. CNN's on. We got several TVs with propaganda on them to track the enemy. And I turn the audio up because it says autism. And it's got the info babe stuttering over her teleprompter saying, conclusive proof that autism is not caused by vaccines because they took all the mercury out in 2001 and autism's exploded since then. Ladies and gentlemen, they have increased the mercury in the vaccines. I have AP, I have Reuters, I have the medical reports. It is an absolute fact. In fact, I'm demanding. I don't have the staff, I don't have the writers, but I don't care. Somebody today is going to go dig those articles out and counter this. In fact, just send me money and I'll hire more writers and more people to do this. Because, I mean, I don't have enough funds to counter all the lies and propaganda. Buy my books, buy the videos, buy them all. We're hiring more people. Problem is finding people that got their heads screwed on straight that know how to analyze this and been in the fight long enough that's another problem in all of this. There's too much for me to handle, too much for me to cover these days. Here's an example. There's all this chemtrail news coming out in mainstream media. I'm going to cover chemtrails coming up later today. I forgot that 3 months ago a caller called in and gave me some three-word complex term for some type of high-altitude spraying or testing. I typed it into Google, tens of thousands of hits, hundreds of universities, governments admitting they're spraying us. I gave the name out on air, told Paul to do a story. He forgot, I forgot, and then I can't remember the name of it. You remember that it's a keyword search, and then it's all admitted. It's all admitted when you have that keyword search, and I spent 2 hours this morning trying to find it, literally pulling my hair out. Can somebody who heard that show, the listener called in and gave that key term, it's like a three-word term, it's driving me crazy that I couldn't think of it this morning, because I wanted to do a show on chemtrails and I wanted to bring that back in. The problem is, see, I should have been studying that for 3 months. I should have been, but I can't cover it at all anymore. And you know what it's like to see that liar on CNN? Sit there and say they took the mercury out? They're liars! I've got those articles. I got gold exploding to all-time highs. I've got Iran situation, Bush going to the Middle East. I've got election fraud evidence in Iowa and New Hampshire. We got Bev Harris coming up. Turns out We Are Change was on the scene throwing snowballs at Hannity. I knew it when I heard it. We'll be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief.
I have no idea. I'm about to find out right now.
That's www.outin90.com. That's
www.outin90.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Luke Radowski from We Are Change, now called WAC by the national media, was out of pocket the last 3 days. I couldn't get a hold of him. And we said, here at the office, I bet he's in New Hampshire. And sure enough, Luke Radowski, see, there's no orders from headquarters here. People seem to think that Luke and We Are Change is like taking my orders or something. Separate groups, grassroots organization. What's going on, Aaron? What's going on? Aaron just ran for the window like the... Oh, okay. I got you. Thanks for telling me. Yeah, John, you just had our audio up during the break. No big deal. I was sitting there acting stupid. Okay. I was wondering why Aaron ran in there and was telling me something. Finishing up what I'm saying. Going back to the issue that I was just discussing about Luke Radowski, I had this feeling it was We Are Change that was out there doing all of this. And sure enough, it was. Sure enough, they were there with the snowballing of Sean Hannity, at least witnessing it, and some of the We Are Change folks involved in it. You know what? Our founding fathers went into Boston Harbor, and they dumped a bunch of tea off of the ships, what would be the equivalent of millions of dollars worth today, and they did things like grab government officials and tar and feather them. I mean, when you have a corrupt media, when you have a corrupt government, when you have a corrupt system, when you have all of this going on, you're going to end up having people that get more and more angry. That is just going to happen. And then I hear all the crying and the whining and the gnashing of teeth on national news about how aggressive Ron Paul supporters are and how they come and stand outside studios with their signs and how they go to protest and how they yell and scream at politicians and how un-American it is. No, it doesn't get any more Americana than that. And I think it's a nice juxtaposed to have Ron Paul, who's this mild-mannered, friendly older gentleman who's scholarly, with these throngs of young people, millions of young people now out there on the streets nationwide, saying they don't want to live in a statist, government-controlled police state. So what's coming up today? We got Luke Radowski popping in about 20 minutes. We got Bev Harris coming up in the middle of the next hour about evidence of election fraud in Ohio and what's coming up in New Hampshire. Big story up on prisonplanet.com. Vote fraud expert warns of New Hampshire chicanery. Key vulnerabilities of Diebold machine identified. Within 10 minutes, my programmer will be talking about that. Also, I don't watch a lot of national television because I can read the synopses of their reports a lot faster than I could watch. You know, than watching 10 hours of news, I can just read an hour of the boil downs or watch little clips of YouTube to kind of get it all aggratized or boiled down by the population out there, by you. But just watching CNN, just watching MSNBC, just listening to talk radio, the new talking point of the week is that Ron Paul is a Ku Klux Klan leader, basically. And then when you see them on the news or read their reports, there's no evidence. They just say they heard from somebody who heard that once he was running around saying horrible things about Martin Luther King. Quote, a gay pedophile. That's not how Ron Paul talks. I mean, even if he thought that, of course, this is all made up. No evidence. The New Republic, neocon publication, just comes on air and just says total slander, total libel, total defamation. And you go, wait a minute, it was slander because he said it on television, didn't write it. But yeah, then it gets put in print. It's libel too, and overall it's defamation. Just totally made up. Some of the white supremacist groups show their colors too, coming out and claiming, oh yeah, everybody knows Ron Paul staffers, you know, have come to some of our meetings, then they give the wrong name of the wrong Chinese food restaurant, and the witnesses that were, you know, that are there and media that came and covered it, go back and look at their cameras and their videotape and say, no, there was no Ron Paul people there. It's just all made up. So we'll be talking about that. The media is saying that autism continues to explode, but that it's not the mercury in the vaccines. And they say because there's no more mercury in the vaccines, and that is a bald-faced lie. We have SWAT teams attacking homeschoolers. We have gold prices exploding to a record of $8.76 and rising right now as we speak. But first, I want to play the last 4 minutes, because if I don't get to these clips early, we never will. The last 3-4 minutes of Ron Paul last night on Jay Leno. Flew all the way out to California from New Hampshire Sunday night. Went on Jay Leno Monday night. Flew back to New Hampshire last night. What a trooper. And really, you know, he was pretty subdued and just friendly because he's a gentleman. When he's on somebody else's show and it's not adversarial, Ron Paul is pretty halcyon. Now, if you start attacking him, he will get a little more energized. Or if you interrogate him like I do here on air, which he likes, he'll give you quick, fast answers. When he's on The View or when he's on these other national shows, he just is too friendly, I think, and doesn't really go on the attack. But he finally got a few points out in the last 4 minutes. Do you have that ready, John? Here it is. Jay Leno last night.
No, not really.
Okay.
Our policies have a lot to do with it. Mm-hmm. The people who are to blame are the
But you're
the
not thugs. Talking about 9-11.
Yeah, I'm talking about 9-11. The thugs that killed us, our people that came over here, they're 100% to blame. But that's sort of like saying if somebody gets murdered, the murderer is 100% responsible. But people always look for motives. You know, if you're looking to, for the murderer, you have to know motives. So we have to look for the motives of these people who go insane to try to kill us. And the motives are related to the fact that we occupy their countries. You know, even before 9/11, we were plenty much a lot involved in the Middle East. That is very significant. I do not believe for a minute that they come here only because we're free and prosperous. That isn't the case. There may be a few, but you can't motivate people to do that. So you and I and the American people, they're not responsible. But some of our bad policies in the Middle East now for 50, 60 years, we use our CIA to install the Shah in Iran. You know, if somebody did that to us, we'd be pretty annoyed. Or if the Chinese had military bases on our land or said that they came here to protect their oil, the American people would be pretty outraged. Republicans and Democrats would be joining together. You know, they would be really very annoyed.
Well, we have their toys, at least.
Yeah, that's, the Chinese toys. That's better than the bomb.
You don't support the surge.
No, I didn't vote for the surge. Hopefully the surge had something to do with it. There's less violence. But I'm afraid what happened is that we lost the South. The South now is all controlled by the Shiites, and they're aligned with the Iranians, and the British left. Mm-hmm. So we more or less lost the South, and there's more peace there and less killing. But there's more killing over there. It's still very, very disruptive. I'm scared to death that we're going to be in Pakistan before it's over, and we still haven't taken off the table any option to go into Iran. We don't need that. American people don't need a bigger war. Besides, we're broke. We don't have any money to afford this anyway.
Well, yeah. I mean, do you find it weird that people are more concerned about the economy now than they are about the war?
Yeah,
the economy seems to beat out the war.
Absolutely. The economy has become a big issue just in this last year since I've been running, but it should have been expected. But it is connected to the war. The other night when they asked the question, well, if we can afford $1 trillion fighting this war in Iraq, we can afford $1 trillion for medical care for the people. Yes, that's where our money, $1 trillion went to the war, should be here, taking care of our people here at home.
Right. And you say also we need to stop printing dollars. What was that all about?
Well, it's very clear. You know, they make fun of the fact that I refer to the Constitution that only gold and silver should be legal tender. Mm-hmm. The founders understood what runaway inflation was all about.
Well, it used to be, right?
Yeah, sure, up until 1971. But the founders had runaway inflation with the continental dollar, and they say no more bills of credit, which is paper money. And people make fun of what I say about have something solidly behind the currency so governments can't print it. But I think the silly notion is that when government, the politicians, trust them, when they need a little bit of money, let them print it.
Yeah.
You know, they tend to do that. But then they wonder, why does the value of the dollar go down? They don't talk about printing money. They talk about, we have to do something about the value of the dollar. The Canadian dollar now is worth more than the American dollar. It's related to the fact that we allow the politicians to print money when they want it. So we have to deal with monetary policy. We can't escape it. It's coming.
Do you think Americans really want change? Because everybody says, oh, every candidate's got change. I've heard the word change more than anything else. Yet we still seem to keep doing the same things. We don't really want that much change, do we?
You know, I think it's a mixed bag. I think the American people want change. Mm-hmm. They hear that, and the politicians know that, so everybody gets out of there. I'm for change. But the whole thing is what kind of change?
Okay.
You know, right now, you know, whether you like Republicans or Democrats, does foreign policy change? No. Does monetary policy change? No, they don't even talk about it. Does fiscal policy change? No. We elect the conservative Republicans, and they make the deficit worse than the rest. Yeah, the American people are tired of that. They want real change. And to me, that means the only significant change we ought to have is get enough people in Washington that read the Constitution, obey the Constitution, do only the things that we're allowed to do. Let me ask you, let's say you're not...
And then he goes on to say that he doesn't support Dennis Kucinich, but he asked him, who would you support if you had to support one of the Democrats? And he said, well, Dennis Kucinich, because he's against the war, and that they're friends and vote together on some issues. You notice that Art Bell has even endorsed Ron Paul. You notice that Jay Leno likes him. You notice that everybody's talking about him. Weldon Henson was visiting family out in West Texas, and he was coming back into town from New Year's, and he said every town he drove through, there were Ron Paul signs. Out in the middle of nowhere, there were Ron Paul signs. Just everywhere you go, there are Ron Paul signs. I mean, I've been all over the country the last year, and I've seen nothing but Ron Paul signs. No one else's. Still, I'm here in Austin. I don't see Hillary signs. I see Ron Paul signs. I'm in a liberal part of Austin over here in South Austin. Ron Paul signs everywhere. Not a Hillary, not an Obama, not a... None of it. So we're going to be talking about election fraud coming up in about an hour. I'm going to get into the attack saying Ron Paul is a racist. These people need to be sued, man. They're a bunch of lying pieces of trash.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah, this song is all the black folks and everybody else. Don't listen to the lies of the mainstream media. You know they're afraid of Dr. Paul. And this song is to everybody out there.
Oh!
people of the world, join hands. Absolutely. I mean, first off, just listen. We got the audio of this coming up in the next segment. But just listen to what was said by the New Republic's Jamie Kirchick on MSNBC. He said that Ron Paul called Martin Luther King a gay pedophile. Can you imagine that coming out of Ron Paul's mouth? I mean, I've had dinner with Ron Paul. I've met Ron Paul many times. I know Ron Paul. The guy is as gentlemanly as anybody I've ever met. He doesn't cuss. He doesn't say hell or damn anything. Can you imagine Ron Paul going, that gay pedophile? I mean, that's just totally made up. And stuff 20 years ago, that's a quote. And then he went on, though, when questioned by Carlson, to admit he had no proof. They just make this stuff up. They just literally... Then they took some newsletter after the L.A. riots that had been put out by a group that Ron Paul also published his newsletter through, saying that black-on-white crime was many times more plentiful in that area of California. And then they claimed that was racist, which particularly the article I read it wasn't. And then they said Dr. Paul wrote it, but then it turned out that Dr. Paul went back and had that pulled out of the larger newsletter and then did a retraction the next month. And that was that was back in the early 1990s. What was it, that back in 1990-91? And the news all covered that, and the New York Times had to do a retraction on that, a retraction when they claimed that Ron Paul sent members of his campaign to white supremacist meetings. It's all made up. You know, they'll also do stuff to Larry Pratt, like he's given thousands of speeches, but back when he was supporting Pat Buchanan in the mid-1990s, Larry Pratt spoke at a gun show, and they said at the gun show there was a white supremacist. Well, what does that mean? I remember one time we were having a pro-gun rally, and two Klan guys showed up. And the media all ran over and said, what do you think about these Klan guys being here? And I said, they're probably cops. And it turned out, by the way, we followed them to their car, and it was an unmarked police car. And by the way, that's now come out in the news that the feds run most of those meetings. Orlando reported last year, remember, that the FBI informant was running the meeting. They've had all these different Southern Poverty Law Center groups been caught running the Elohim City white supremacist compound in Oklahoma City with McVeigh. That came out in federal documents. That's now mainstream news. I'm sick of this. By the way, Jesse Jackson doesn't talk about Albert Pike, founder of the Klan statue, just right outside, right beside the Supreme Court. They don't talk about CPS taking black kids and testing pesticides and drugs on them. No. They're a bunch of Uncle Toms, ladies and gentlemen, working for the New World Order. All the liberals, the rest of it, they all work for the system. They all work for the man. And they can sit there and dangle out that I heard somebody said maybe a little bird told them Ron Paul festoons himself in Klansman robes. But you know the good news? 10 years ago, black folks and white folks would have bought into this and run around politically correct ninnying. Every black person I hear on radio, everybody I hear says it's a bunch of bull, unless you're talking about Royal on Neil Bortz. And Royal, who's a black guy, took a shot at Ron Paul this morning, and I'm sick of it. I'm tired of it. Man, there's nothing these... But Royal knows where his bread is buttered with that monster Neil Bortz, that wolf in sheep's clothing. You know, I can respect a David Rockefeller who's public about his plan to destroy America. I don't like him. He's evil, but at least he's honest. But not somebody like a Neil Bortz or a Sean Hannity or a Rush Limbaugh or a Glenn Beck. You know, they say a lot of things that are true and then mix a bunch of lies into it. So when we get back, I'll finish up with that. We'll talk to Luke Radowski about what happened in New Hampshire. He just got back to New York today, late last night. I mean, I haven't even begun to talk about Neil Bortz this morning. The twisting, the doublespeak, the spin, the lies, the manipulation by that pig lawyer. He is. He's a pig. He's a disgusting pig.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 to order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
Attention, this is an extremely urgent GCN Health News Bulletin. If you're interested in suppressed natural cures, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Listen closely. 77 GCN listeners are needed immediately to test an amazing blacklisted herbal product considered to be the single most powerful traditional remedy on earth. In fact, medical studies in other countries have been conducted on the astonishing effects this rare mineral-like compound has had on arthritis, obesity, energy, memory, and even reproductive health. Yet, because of the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made at this time. However, it is still legal to own this compound, and right now a very small amount is being made available to GCN listeners in what's being called the most amazing and unusual offer ever made on radio. To claim your supply set aside for GCN listeners, simply go to www.blacklistedherb.com. Shipments will be filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you move quickly. That's www.blacklistedherb.com or call 877-327-0365.
Do you need an easier way to stay in touch? A two-way radio may be for you. Two-way radios provide short-range communication with no recurring service charges. Perfect for outdoor activities like camping, hunting, and skiing. Great for amusement parks, cruises, or just keeping up with the kids around the neighborhood. Two-way radios can also make your business more efficient. Cut costs while increasing productivity in doctor and dental offices, restaurants, retail, warehouses, construction, and more. TWRadios.com is the Internet's leading two-way radio provider. With same-day shipping on top name brands including Motorola, Kenwood, Midland, Garmin, and Cobra, rest assured you'll be getting the most durable and reliable radios available. Visit us today at twradios.com. That's TWRADIOS.com. Or call us toll free at 800-584-1445 and let us help you choose the best radio for your needs. That's 800-584-1445 or online at twradios.com. Keeping in contact has never been easier or more affordable.
The piece cites offensive passages from newsletters published under Ron Paul's name going as far back to the 1970s. Paul's campaign acknowledges that their candidate did publish these newsletters for years, but it says he did not see everything before it went to print. The campaign has also apologized, most recently to me on the phone. Well, joining me now is the author of this new piece, the New Republic's Jamie Kirchick. Jamie, thanks for coming on.
Tucker, thanks for having me.
So the Paul campaign...
That is not true. See, Carlson brings hookers to Paul's events and then acts like he's Paul's friend. You ever heard of the enemy acting like they're with you? You ever heard of treachery? He brings hookers to make Paul look bad, then giggles and laughs about it. By the way, he's one of the heirs, one of the largest fortunes in the country. So is the guy on CNN, Anderson Cooper, is the Astor heir, multi-billionaire. These people, and I'm not saying you're bad if you have billions, but the point is they're establishment hacks. By the way, Cooper admits he was CIA. Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, it's admitted. Just Google it. Most of these guys. So they're being very slick about it. And just because Carlson can call up, he claims, didn't give a name, and then say that the campaign apologized. What, did you call one of the campaigns in 30 states? Did you get some teenager on the phone to say, hey, what do you say to this? And they said, oh, I apologize. Ron Paul on this show, Ron Paul on record, has said none of that was ever in his newsletters. They had one about black crime against white being a lot higher back in the early 1990s, and the next month they retracted that. They retracted the part that made people angry back in the early 1990s. But the stuff you're about to hear from this neocon, New Republic, is unbelievable. Here it is.
Friends of his misused his name and published unattractive, slightly crazy, maybe very crazy things under his name. They're sorry, and Ron Paul never saw.
Stop right there. Notice, they're not even saying what the specifics are. It's all vague. Are you picking up on that? By the way, the only thing in a newsletter has been retracted. Go ahead.
These passages, do you buy that?
No. Well, when I first asked Ron Paul's spokesman about this, Jesse Benton, he said that he had actually written parts of the newsletter. And then he changed his story somewhat after I read him, for example, passages where Ron Paul called Martin Luther King a gay pedophile. And after that, he said, well, he...
Total lie. I mean, where is this coming from? Just made up. Back to it.
Ghost written, and the offensive parts weren't written by Ron Paul. So no, I don't believe it. And you have 20 years of a newsletter here, which are going to be available on our website starting tomorrow, actually, at tnr.com. 20 years of a newsletter that is filled with racist, anti-Semitic, homophobic invective. And it's called the Ron Paul Political Report, or the Ron Paul Freedom Report. And it's published by an outfit called Ron Paul and Associates. So I really find that defense to be just utterly unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt he was at very least negligent. I agree, it's not much of an explanation. Here's the one thing, though, that troubles me about the allegation of racism. Ron Paul seems to be the kind of guy who will say exactly what he thinks. If he was a racist, why wouldn't he just say so?
Well, let's keep in mind that the actual racist portions of this newsletter were published when he was not in Congress. It was in between 1984 and 1996, for the most part. 1996, when he was not actually in Congress. So when you're not in Congress, there's less scrutiny, there's less attention paid to what you're saying. And look, let's just see what happened, last weekend. We have Barack Obama, who's on the verge of becoming the first black Democratic presidential nominee, serious presidential contender. So, you know, racism of this sort, as readers will see, that racism of this sort just doesn't get you votes anymore.
Oh, okay. Well, but I mean, some of the stuff, I agree, is offensive and weird. Criticizing Barbara Jordan as the archetypal half-educated victimologist, I don't know. I mean, it's not racist not to respect Barbara Jordan, is it?
No, it's not. But what about saying that New York City should be called Zooville as opposed to naming it after Martin Luther King, which is what he said, or Welfaria? He called black people animals. And said that his readers of his newsletter should move out to the country, buy guns, because the animals are coming. This was a couple years before the Los Angeles riots. And again, these aren't isolated incidents. I mean, we should know that, back in 1996, about two or three of these newsletters were revealed at the time. And Paul said that they had been taken out of context. Then 5 years later, he said that he didn't write them. But he took moral responsibility for them. So what we thought were just isolated examples back in 1996, now we're going to see are actually part of a two-decade-long career just full of this stuff.
Do you have any evidence he's ever said anything like this?
You mean said it in out loud or in person?
Yeah, said out like him himself, Ron Paul, get out there and say something racist or sexist.
I haven't seen that. No, I did. We do know, however, I have found out that he spoke at a pro-secession conference in 1995. This was a neo-Confederate organization putting this on, and he spoke along many other writers who advocate for secession.
All right, that's enough. By the way, I have gone through the claims they're making. This was said days ago. I've gone to their website. It's not there. It's not there. Again, Ron Paul has been to literally thousands of conferences, and when they even claimed he was at the secessionist thing, you can't even find that. It's completely and totally made up. This is how they operate. This is what they do. And remember, you've got all these serious issues going on, all these real things going on, and you had these larger bundled newsletters going out from different organizations and different groups, and all they can find is something about black-on-white crime being higher in some statistics, and then not in 2007, but in the year it happened, back in the early 1990s, they retracted it the next month. See, but that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter that Barack Obama isn't trying to stop the CPS from literally destroying black families and kidnapping all these children and doing all the experiments on them. That's okay. just so long as you at least pay lip service to all of this. So it shows how desperate they are. Now, do we have Luke Radowski waiting in the wings? Okay, I'm going to go to Luke in just a moment because I want to get what happened in New Hampshire and get a report from him as we track what's going to happen in New Hampshire today. And as we take your phone calls coming into the next hour and cover a bunch of other news. But remember, this is the same media that will tell you Mercury A is good for you, so there's no link to autism in the vaccines. And now they'll come out and tell you that there's no mercury in the vaccines, which isn't true. Again, just to realize the magnitude, this is the same media that will tell you that they have uranium from Niger in Iraq and are going to nuke us in 45 minutes. This is the same media that says Saddam has super rail guns, like out of the science fiction, that can hit the U.S. with secret weapons. This is the same group that claims he has space-based magnetic weapons that can knock out all the power in the U.S. Oh, yeah, they've done that, too. This is the same media that tells you that inflation is at 2%. Have your prices gone up last year 2%, or do they go up 15, as the banks actually say, and as the brokerage houses actually state? 15% inflation, Mac, conservatively. It's set to be 20% in 2008. They're still telling you we're not in a recession. Do you think you're in a recession? These people are liars, and the New York Times has had to retract. Other major publications have had to retract their bull on Ron Paul. I mean, they just unsubstantiated 2 weeks ago said that he has white supremacist meetings at a Chinese food restaurant in Virginia. Turned out national news had been at that meeting. No one from Ron Paul had been there, though the white supremacist had invited Ron Paul's staff, and it was a setup. Oh, yeah, that's right. Thank God they didn't rope him in and say, hey, it's some conservative meeting. Why don't you drop on by for free food, you know, with his big congressional staff? Thank God that he didn't send somebody, or it'd be over, folks, because the public would hear that and it'd be over. They try to lure people to these meetings all the time. I've had people try to lure me to them. And, you know, in fact, I've even shown up at rallies before and it's been something else. I get in my car and I get back in and drive off before the media waiting. I see him, there he is, turn your cameras, and I'm driving off. I never told anybody about that, but they almost caught me about 8 years ago. Major, major setup. That's what these people do, ladies and gentlemen. Because they indoctrinated us with this psychological guilt and all this bull about race. And then they, the media, use race to control us. It's unbelievable. And then the Texas Civil Rights Review can come out and attack me and say, well, Alex Jones doesn't like the La Reconquista movement. And it is true, they say they want to kill all whites, 16 and older, but, you know, Mexicans have been downtrodden, and Alex is racist for saying he doesn't want to die. Remember that report? It actually said, well, yeah, Hispanics have been downtrodden, and so, of course, they're going to want to kill all whites. What's, you know, I mean, see? And then on the other side, the other groups can do whatever they want and say whatever they want, and we're not supposed to speak out against it. This is such a distractionary issue. All right, real fast. Neil Bortz this morning. I'm driving into work. He's live on KLBJ 590, station I'm on here locally. We're also on 1330 AM and 90.1. I think we're on 96.3 or sometimes. I don't know anymore. I'm driving in, and Neil Bortz comes on the air, and he starts his weaving the lies. And I almost ran off the road trying to write notes, so I just quit and didn't do it. So I'm not going to be able to cover every facet, and I had to get out of the car at 10:15 and missed it all. They were still going. A lot of you probably heard it. But Neil, who attacks me every week for years, that's fine. Send him to us, Neil. Our websites make yours look like an ant on the back end of an elephant. So send your tiny audience to us, that's fine. You're a legend in your own mind, the mouse that roars, all you guys are. You're becoming dinosaurs in your own right. But I hear him come on and go, you know, we had Alan Combs on. I like Alan Combs, blah, blah, blah. And by the way, I've interviewed, had him. He's had me on many times, but point is, I disagree with most of the things he says, but Alan Combs had been on the show earlier, I guess, and he said Alan Combs was talking about how Ron Paul wrote this newsletter back in the early 1990s after the Los Angeles riots, and how it said that blacks had a higher level of crime. you know, per capita against white than white on black. And Bortz goes, I actually agree with that. That is the numbers. And then Royal comes in, who's black, and says, well, it actually, he said a lot more than that. Well, let's get this straight. It was a thick newsletter. Ron Paul didn't write but one of the 10 or 15 articles in it each month. And he retracted it and said he didn't agree with some of the statements the next month. Royal didn't say that. So Royal was implying he was racist. And then he reads an email from a Ron Paul listener, Ron Paul supporter that was a listener, saying, you know what? Alan Combs was saying Ron Paul's racist, and that's just wrong. And then he used lawyer speak to say, he's not saying he's racist. Well, yeah, that's what he was implying. And then he goes on to say, you Ron Paul people are all a bunch of nuts, and you're all bad, and how dare you be cussing at Sean Hannity, and you're just pathetic. Well, here's a problem. I know we have the video around here. I don't think we ever put it on web, but last time I said that, people told me it is on YouTube. Neil Bortz walked up to me in the 2004 RNC at Ground Zero, and he walks over to me and says, you're full of bleep, you're bleeping bleep, starts cussing at me and getting in my face, and it's all on video. And so Neil Bortz runs over to people and starts cussing at them. I have that on tape. In fact, I forgot. Aaron, will you Google that and see if you can find the Neil Bortz talks to Alex Jones? Google the Neil Bortz, yeah. Thanks. Or you can try it too, John. But the point is, well, you know you got a lot going on. You're not even sure I ever put that on the web. But this is the type of stuff we're dealing with. And then he went on to say, yeah, these nuts, too, they were chasing Sean Hannity and cussing at him. Well, you're the one doing that. And then, yeah, they were throwing snowballs at him. And how bad that is and how evil that is. Hey, you know something, Bortz? It's your government that sends SWAT teams to grab homeschoolers. It's your government that's destroying our sovereignty. It's your government that tasers us if when the cop says jump, we don't say yes or boss, how high. It's the spirit of America to do things like that. That scumbag Sean Hannity has said all militia members should be arrested. He said every child in America needs to be forced to take a chip. I've got it all on video. He is a slime bag. And, of course, it turned out it was We Are Change out there chasing him down. And here is Luke Radowski to report on that. Luke, thanks for holding. I really appreciate all you're doing at wearechange.org. Couldn't get a hold of you the last few days because I know you're coming down to Austin. And we figured you were in New Hampshire, and sure enough, there you were.
Yeah, I definitely was in New Hampshire. Me and a lot of guys up from here from New York City came up there, and we had an amazing trip. And while being in New Hampshire, we were able to confront Tim Russert, Sean Hannity, Mike Huckabee, Bill Clinton, high members of the Giuliani staff.
Hey, why don't you bring those videos down to Austin when you come this week, and then we can just get them on the web immediately? I know you like to make them all fancy, but we need to get those out now.
Yeah, I'm going to get in contact with all the guys there because we had a lot of people up there, a lot of cameras out there. I'm going to try to collect all the footage I can before I come there. But we were also were able to get Carol Cameron from Fox 5 and Charles Gibson from Fox 5, who actually assaulted Matt Lepasic and almost broke the viewfinder off the camera here in New Hampshire.
Oh, tell us about that.
I mean, Matt Lepasic told me the story where he confronted Charles Gibson on 9/11 Truth and also Ron Paul being...
And what did the albino vampire do?
No, he basically assaulted Matt Lepasic. He swung at the camera, almost broke the viewfinder off, and he was basically running away from the question. And that video should be provided soon. It was Matt Lepasic who actually confronted him.
Well, I know that Gibson listens to the show every day. He's admitted it, so I'm sure they'll play this afternoon. But it's okay to assault camera people. It's now been reported that one of Barack Obama's on video, one of his top staffers was assaulted by O'Reilly, who likes to bully and sexually harass women, is a pervert, but then also obsessed with sex on a show, as all perverts are, claiming he's very moral. I guess that's okay, but throwing snowballs at Sean Hannity, the liberal, that's evil.
Yeah, our guys were there, Vin, Mike, Amir, and it was really just confronting him, just talking to him until he started running away, ignoring us. And I don't know, some people chose to do that, but it's not always correct to, you know, throw snowballs at people. But
now, Luke, I've heard it was We Are Change that made AP and Reuters with Clinton saying they're nuts, thinking 9/11 is an inside job. We haven't confirmed that yet because Change has gotten so big, but you have talked to the crew. They were the ones that initiated the rout of the cowardly little chicken neck Sean Hannity.
Yes, that was our members. I just talked to my friends, and it is our members, Vin, Mike, and Amir, who were able to confront Bill Clinton, and they're the ones who also spotted him out, and they're the ones who confronted him about
it. So there you go. We Are Change got Clinton and was called crazy by Clinton, and they are the ones that routed the enemy of the republic, Sean, every child needs a microchip, Hannity.
Yeah, it was an amazing weekend, and it's a great time to be alive.
I want to break and come back and talk about what We Are Change is doing these days and all the chapters across the planet, but what do you think about them now just making up that Ron Paul calls Martin Luther King a pedophile? Just totally made up. The exact quote is gay pedophile.
I mean, that's what they do. They're liars. They're not going to talk about the truth. They're not talking about Ron Paul. They're not talking about how there's more supporters of Ron Paul out there more than anybody. I mean, we got the Ron Paul Air Corps plane flying over the place. We have Ron Paul supporters more than anybody out there. And they're not going to talk about him because he's really the people's candidate, the people's choice.
When you were in New Hampshire, did you see our aircraft flying about?
Oh, yeah. It was right up there. It was a beautiful sight, man. And I'm telling you, the supporters of Ron Paul outnumbered any other supporters out there.
Yeah, but they're all secretly and getting orders from Hitler in a bunker at the center of the earth from Pluto. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Luke Radowski is our guest.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphemesia.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthy I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, or renegade, you only want things that God has made. Go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Beth Harris on election fraud in Iowa and the evidence that they could stage it very easily in New Hampshire. Black box voting expert joining us coming up in the middle of the next hour. Your phone calls as well into the third hour as we track what's happening in the battleground state of New Hampshire, the first really important primary as we enter the horse race 2008. Also, they're now saying that autism is not connected to vaccines and lying and saying because they took the mercury out, but that autism to continue to rise. You can in 5 minutes, you can go to the actual medical journals and find out they didn't just leave it in. They increased it. So we'll break that down as well. Don't forget, I'm a documentary filmmaker. I have made 18 films. The newest is Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Gets into who the globalists are, how they're setting up North American Union, how they're taking over the infrastructure, and how they're setting up a police state and what they plan to do once they have it all in place. And that is the orderly eugenics against the people. Also, next hour, we play 3 newscasts on chemtrails. It's now breaking into mainstream news. We have some new discoveries there. Totally jam-packed transmission today. I just hope you'll go to InfoWars.com and get Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement on DVD. Make copies of it. Get it out to everybody. Get Loose Change Final Cut and a completely new, 2-hour film. The best 9/11 film out there, bar none. You can also get Endgame discounted with it when you get Endgame with Loose Change Final Cut. Terror Storm Final Cut Expanded Edition is available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And you can also get 5 months free right now and download them or stream them all in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv, and that ends at the end of this month. So take advantage of that. I do want to thank all the members of PrisonPlanet.tv. Luke, you know, I saw that hit piece in Radar magazine. I don't want to give it too much attention. I reread it last night. It is a hit piece. There's no doubting it. And I noticed in Confidence, you know, there was some private stuff you told them, and of course they put that in there and then pointed out that it was in Confidence and that they violated that Confidence, though what they violated in Confidence isn't a big deal, but it just shows how they operate and the things they did. And the guy emailed me saying it's not a hit piece. That shows just how deluded these individuals have gotten out there, but that's fine and dandy. They also made it look like you guys just want attention. You don't care if We Are Change gets the attention. You want other groups to form. And they say, oh, We Are Change is having all this big effect and shaking the foundations of the establishment, but they don't get their name mentioned, and they're very upset about that. No, you are making history. You know, I really pioneered what you call guerrilla, not even gonzo, but guerrilla in-your-face information, you know, take over the live newscast, things like that. Frankly, I got the idea from The Running Man, so you can say that that novel pioneered it. You guys have carried the ball, 50-plus chapters, lots of 9/11 truth groups doing it too, and it isn't about your group getting attention. In fact, that's scary. I'm kind of worried about you being followed and the rest of it. I mean, you're under big surveillance in New York, obviously, for confronting Bloomberg and the rest of them and Giuliani. But now everybody's coming out in the streets and confronting these people, and it's contagious. And it isn't about a name or a group. It's about an idea of liberty and confronting the scum. And how dare Radar Magazine try to take that from you? They're trying to steal your very soul. You know, the fact that you're doing this to save this country, not for attention, by claiming it's about your group. That really makes me mad, Luke. I want you to come back and talk about that, okay?
All right, brother.
Because, again, if they imprison me or kill me, I win. I don't want that to happen, but I win. Don't think I lost later. I did it my way. I stood up to evil. Same thing with Luke. And this isn't about us getting attention. This isn't about us getting our names out there. This is about getting you to move, causing a domino effect. We want to beat the New World Order. That's the goal.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Terrorist.